bring down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Stepan.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now with a focus on the charts for this week. January 21st to 25th is over, and therefore we have our review, as is always the case at this time. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, which, by the way, is a site you ought to visit every day. If you're really big, a fan of the format, if you will, big into news talk radio, the reviews of what's going on with the hosts and the programs, how things are being handled by the big companies. You can read it all. Feel like you're on the inside when you check out Talkers.com. Meanwhile, we have our stories and topics for the week, a list of the top 10 people that are seemingly on the minds of a lot of the hosts and callers. So, Michael, let's have at it.
And here we go. The view from the inside of News Talk Radio at number 10, the Manti Te'o case and pre-Super Bowl hype. Those two football-related stories are number 10. At number 9, the Gallup optimism poll, or perhaps pessimism poll. At number 8, Israel elections. At number 7, women in combat debate. At number 6, North African terror concerns. At 5, gun legislation. 4, North Korea nuke treaty threat, rather. At number 3, the Washington deficit reduction battle. At number 2, Hillary Clinton's Benghazi testimony. Huge, huge individual story. And at number 1, we have Obama's second term agenda, which sort of is washing over all the conversations in one way or another. The people on our top survey, at number 10, the Harbaugh brothers. For people who don't know football, two brothers going to go against each other for the first time as coaches of the two Super Bowl teams. Manti Te'o at number 9, Benjamin Netanyahu at 8, Dianne Feinstein at 7, Kim Jong-un at 6, Joe Biden at 5, John Kerry at 4, Hillary at 3, John Boehner at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1.
So when it comes to Hillary being number 3 on this thing, there has been a lot of interesting speculation, a lot of conversation about her being queried, shall we say, by Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. I know that we have affiliates in Wisconsin. Matter of fact, we played an excerpt that aired on our affiliate WAYY, Michael, of Johnson not only interviewing, or not interviewing, questioning Mrs. Clinton, but then his after approach to it. And he, one of the things that we forget about, people who are visible, like a politician, Johnson, Mrs. Clinton, whomever, or people who do these radio programs or television programs, they all are subject to the same, oh, gee, I wish I hadn't said that, that we all are. You know, you think about, oh, should I have said that? And but yet they have a camera in front of them all the time. They can't make mistakes. Johnson said after he went after Mrs. Clinton that he kind of wished he hadn't, in a way. And then he got excoriated by the Republican host. Yeah, let's go get her. So you wonder what comes out of all of that. What is, when you, is that good radio? Is that considered to be good listening?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, some of it's good, some of it's not, depending on each individual experience. I mean, I think it's a mistake to try to formulate spontaneous content into thinking this is good or this is not good. It's an individual, minute-to-minute, element-to-element thing. Sometimes the attitude of, let's go get her, is a very, very destructive thing and an irritant to listeners. Other times, it's really journalistic responsibility. I mean, just as you don't want somebody going after someone for the sake of getting them, gotcha journalism, you also don't want feel-good journalism where it's a love fest and the people on the air, you know, are afraid to attack, afraid to criticize. It's a balance, and it really has to do with the credibility and the spirit of the moment and the bigger picture of what is being represented.
You know, we were talking off the air about drama. We were talking off the air a little bit, and I want to bring people into the conversation that we were having, because oftentimes this conversation that you and I have, as with most of the other things that are good talk radio experiences, are not rehearsed. They are just, they are reactions. There's an action, there's a voice, there's a conversation, there's a thought, and then there is the relationship with the audience or a guest or whomever it is. So we were talking about how the world of news talk radio doesn't have well, radio in general, you know, the announcers on the air, music stations and stuff, don't have the passion that they used to. And so I was thinking, sort of to myself, as you were going through that, how the phenomenon of sports talk radio has, maybe this is going to help news talk radio a little bit, because the stars, if you will, the personalities, the folks who are getting passionate about various sports and games and things, it really are attracting people because they want to feel like, wow, this is exciting. How do we expand on that? How do we take away from what, especially during the days of music radio, the great personalities are? We've developed such great personalities on talk radio over the years. How do we hold on to that? Do we look to sports talk radio and the people that are so passionate? I mean, I was listening to a conversation. I'm bringing this up because the Australian Open is this past week, or has been, and Serena Williams is out after being defeated by a 19-year-old girl. And all of the people started to talk about her, and it was a conversation I was listening to that I didn't get out of the car. I wanted to hear what these guys had to say about this Sloane Stephens. And I went to the television to look and see what she looked like and how the match went with Serena Williams. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of, there's excitement there and people seem to want that.
I agree with you. And I think that one of the things that news talk radio can learn from sports talk radio is the element of spontaneous personality and individual personality. You'll find that sports talk show hosts are far less likely to follow a party line. Yeah. That you can have two guys fighting with each other that agree on some things, disagree on other things, and it's more individualistic. And I think the main thing that news talk radio can learn from sports talk radio is I think that listeners are more interested in hearing individual, unique, personal approaches to things as opposed to talking points.
Yeah.
And that's one of the problems. I think that music radio, and I know a lot of the people listening to this also listen to music radio,
right,
has the most to learn from both sports talk radio and news talk radio in terms of DJs. I think they desperately need to be given the green light to start talking and expressing their views and connecting to the music the way sports talk hosts connect to the fans and the sports, and news talk hosts connect to politics. I think that I think that's an area that really needs to have the personality and individual approach reinvigorated in terms of its style.
All right, now, let's come around. When we first got started, when you and I first got started, this was a game for men. Now, more and more, there were some really good women. And as you know, it bothers me. It always has bothered me, whether it was Hillary Clinton running for the presidency. I don't like to separate people up because of the color of their skin or their sex or whatever it is. I just think people need to be judged on how good they are. But a lot of men said they didn't want to listen to women on the air. And now that has changed. And we have some really good women who are doing a great job talking about the issues. And one of the things, I mean, I would want to listen to a woman discuss, for example, women in combat. That issue, I'd want to hear. I don't care what a man thinks about it because they're very predictable. Do you know, isn't it more interesting to hear them often on their take on the issues, because it often is more interesting?
Yeah, I think that diversity is very important. As far as the issue of men not wanting to hear women on the air, I'm not so sure that ever was as true as some people think. I think it goes back to the days when you had to have a voice for radio.
Yeah, right.
Because I remember when I started in radio, I was always concerned. I started in 1967, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And back in the 60s and 70s, there was a voice factor that you really had to be concerned about your voice.
Right.
I mean, when I was a kid when I started, I was a teenager when I was on the radio, yeah, my throat would be sore, yeah, at the end of the show because I was trying to sound older, right, and sound like a voice that belonged on the radio. You have a voice for radio. And women don't have the deep, you know, baritone voice that was considered to be a radio thing. They didn't have the physicality of their vocal cords for what that particular quote-unquote sport demanded. Today, voice quality is almost a non-factor.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if you have a really, really good voice, it's almost a disadvantage. You sound plastic. When you hear a guy come on the radio now and sound like that, it sounds like he's phony.
Yeah.
So there's much more opportunity for women. But I think diversity, you know, I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm being politically correct, but this is just common sense. Diversity in the media, in the arts, in politics, in the friends you keep. I think it's a very important part of a healthy society.
That's a great way of putting it. Michael Harrison is with us. We continue in a moment on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood pre-finished Brazilian hardwood is up to 47% less. Pre-finished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off, are already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supply smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers.com. Talkers.com is the place to go. That's where the information on the top 10 list comes from every week. Michael is here to overview these stories and talk about the inside stuff from the world of News Talk Radio. What do you, in terms of what people are responding to or what they read at Talkers.com, there often are great stories about the interaction of various hosts, like there's a lawsuit going on in Florida now, one host versus another. And those are kind of interesting. People that want to follow the format can now learn more about some of their favorite hosts by just keeping up every day with Talkers.com.
Yeah, the relationship between hosts is similar to, in sports and in professional wrestling.
It is, isn't it?
A lot of dynamics going on behind the scenes, a lot of soap operas. They all know each other.
Yeah, well, we do. I mean, there are not, I say this often, there are really only 200, in my opinion, a couple of hundred good jobs in this business, and pretty much there's always a seat that's not taken, so we all go around in a circle looking for those to find a seat. But there are some very interesting people, and we all have gotten to know them over the years, those of us who have been around for a while. I think to be, now that Neil Bortz is retired, I think I'm getting close to the top of that list, Michael.
Oh, my.
People who have been around for a while. And it's interesting to look around and see, you know, who's coming up. And that's why I love Talkers.com, because I got...
Well, your 85th birthday is coming up soon.
Very soon, yes. Yeah. Very, very soon. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Again, I urge you to check out the read there every day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for his weekly appearance, going over the talkers' charts. I always find two or three items that are of interest from the legal perspective. That's why I invite Stephen J.J. Wiseman to join us, the author of any number of books on the law, especially scams, the kinds of things you have to look out for. Scamicide.net is a great website. And also the
Scamicide.com.
Is it? Well, you know what? You should have it both. It should be Scamicide.com and Scamicide.net.
Yep, I think you're right.
Get to both of those, and then I won't sound foolish when I make a mistake.
Never foolish.
Okay. All right. So this continuing focus on the lawsuits that now is becoming more and more. There are, I think, 3,800 people that have signed on, former NFL players. 3,800. Who knew there were even 3,800 former NFL players that were still alive? And this whole business about concussions, the danger, and why people want to sweep this under the rug. They want to because there's so much money involved, but they're not going to be able to do this much longer, Steve, right?
No, and I mean, it really has changed. It's a bellwether moment. And the thing is, the dirty little secret that's now coming out is, as much as the NFL is, you know, perhaps America's sport now, so many of these players live shorter lifespans, and many, many of them have had traumatic brain injuries that only manifest themselves later in life. But the dirty little secret is that there's plenty of evidence that tends to indicate that the NFL was aware of this and kept this information from the players at the time. And that does open it up to some substantial liability.
All right. So how would you, if you were working for the NFL, let's get both sides of the street here. You're on the NFL side. How do you try to contain all of this?
Well, one of the, you do what the NFL is doing now. First of all, you take the position that with added medical knowledge now, we are being as careful and protective as possible. A player is supposed to be checked out before allowed to go back into a game or even to practice. And the medical care that the NFL is giving to the present players and the whole emphasis on that is important. Another thing has to be developing better helmets and changing the rules somewhat, and they're working on all of those lines, so the future does look much better, but as far as what they knew, I think they're going to have to take the position that but it's going to sound very much like the tobacco companies, that the science just wasn't as defined and positive back then, but it falls kind of shallow and to my ears.
All right, so you're on the other side now, you're on the player's side. How do you represent their interests?
You say that you had doctors who were supposed to be taking care of the players, but instead they were looking out for the team. They weren't informing the players of the risks. The players didn't know the harm that was going on, and the teams were aware of this and put them unnecessarily at risk.
Mm-hmm. So number five this week on the countdown, focus on gun legislation. That continues. It's been between number one and number five since the year got started, or at least, yeah, since the beginning of the year, pretty much. What do you read into this in terms of the legalities of being able to actually, the challenge that's usual, Second Amendment versus taking, at what point has there been legally some clear definition of what's acceptable and what isn't?
Sort of. How clear
sort of. There you go. That's there's a lawyer's answer for you.
Yeah. The one thing we do have that we didn't have for many years was a definition of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, when it talks about the right to bear arms, talks about a well-organized militia. So there were people for many years who argued that the interpretation, the proper interpretation, was for not necessarily individuals having a constitutional right to bear arms, but only as part of a militia. The United States Supreme Court pretty clearly said no, the individuals have a right to bear arms. So that part is resolved. Where you go to is it unlimited? And no, just like our rights of free speech are not unlimited, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, you can't do something that would bring about imminent violent action. The right, you don't have a right to certain kinds of firearms and weapons. So that becomes the political issue. Unfortunately, in my mind, the thing is, as much as the politicians can, you know, argue about making legislation to limit, and I do think we should have limits on automatic weapons, there are so many weapons now out there that even if not a single one were built and constructed from this point on, we'd still have a serious gun problem in the country. But, yeah, we can make some progress, and we can make progress with background checks, mandatory background checks. We can have progress as far as making the penalties more serious for crimes with a gun. There are things we can do. And, of course, the automatic weapons, someone wants to shoot an automatic weapon, they can go to a gun range that has them. But you don't need an automatic weapon for self-defense or for hunting.
All right, there's the story. A couple of objects that are important. Cocker's Chart for the week of January 21st to 25th in review with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
What America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Stepan.
More on the number 7 issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown, that player hoax at Notre Dame. Here are our hosts, Ro Khan and Richard Roper, talking to Jack Dickey from Deadspin.com. This issue came from Dickey. He broke the story about a Notre Dame football player and a dead girlfriend may have existed. She may not have existed.
It turns out that Manti Te'o's dead girlfriend, he's the linebacker from Notre Dame, very famous story this entire football season, died right before the season started, hours after he lost his beloved grandmother, and they were like, this is unspeakable tragedy, how does this guy concentrate and move on? It's with his college career, he's going to have this amazing senior season, and he did, he was a finalist for the Heisman Trophy, and it turns out that this girl, the girlfriend, never existed! Now, Deadspin has broken the story. Jack Dickey is with Deadspin. Jack, what the hell happened here, Jack?
I don't know. It struck us as totally bizarre. You know, we get a lot of weird tips in our inbox, and we got one saying that if we did a little digging on Lynette Kakua, Manti Te'o's dead girlfriend, who was a big national media figure early in the season when she died of leukemia after having survived a nearly fatal car accident, that if we did a little digging, we would find that she wasn't real. And we took this with all the skepticism we take our usual out there tips. But when we did our digging, we saw just a lot of things that didn't add up. I mean, places that ordinarily have records of birth and death, no record of her birth, no record of her death. Stanford had no record of her. She existed entirely online, within the last 2 years, really.
And on Twitter and Facebook? Where did she exist?
Yeah, Twitter and Facebook, and there was a MySpace, too, that was left over from when the guy who was behind Lynette Kakua pulled this scam on another guy, 4 years before. There was nothing that signified that this person had a real life, ever existed. No death notice, like anything that would would come with a death like hers.
Well, what'd you think? Yeah, Jack, you're a media-savvy kind of guy. What'd you think of ESPN when they're doing all those slow-motion maudlin pieces about Manti Te'o, you know, hero overcoming this? Doesn't somebody want to go get... Don't they hire a stringer on Hawaii to go get a picture of the grave? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that they do. And there was no grave.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we thought this couldn't be a real tip, just because she had been reported, details of their courtship had been everywhere. We didn't think there was, like, a way that...
Right. And Jack, you know, multiple
the national media, like,
right? And Jack met multiple family members, you know, and the Te'o family talked about this girl. But you know, you guys did a great job of putting this all together. But a lot of this stuff was there because the South Bend Tribune would have one timeline, and the New York Times, you know, even the date when she died. At one point, she died before the grandmother. Then, according to another story, she offered condolences on the death of the grandmother. And in this day and age, like, well, if you're dating someone, especially you know, kids that age, it's like, well, where are the videos of you two together? Where are the pictures of you two together? And there were some reports that she visited the family in Hawaii, and then some family members saying we've never met her in person. It's just so strange.
The number nine item this week on the countdown, the Golden Globes. A lot of fun there and well done. Did well in the ratings. Here's radio host Charlie Brennan with Steve Futterman from CBS. They talk about Jodie Foster's speech at the Golden Globes.
Was that a prepared speech or was that off the top of her head?
I think a bit of both. I think she came there knowing what she wanted to say. This is something she, I'm guessing here, it's something that seemed like she thought about and decided this was a moment. And let's be upfront, it's been whispered or rumored or even just accepted for many, many years that Jodie Foster was in a gay relationship with a woman who she actually talked about. She's raised a couple of children. She walked on the street. She wasn't hiding from this, although she didn't go out and declare any of this either. So it was a life that she was leading but didn't really talk about it, didn't really acknowledge it publicly, although she acknowledged it privately.
Yeah, and private is a word that she used again and again.
Yeah.
Still wants to guard that, even though she was on one of the most watched television shows of the year.
She's in a unique situation. She's been a performer since she was 3 years old. Obviously, when you're in the spotlight, your private life, to some degree, becomes a non-private life. And you saw sort of the contradictions in all this. She did talk about coming out, but she didn't actually give the statement that, yes, she is whatever. She held back on that basic statement that people make when they come out. At the same time, she talked about it in a way that she made it sound like it's happened long ago, and they actually said she came out long ago to her friends, her trusted friends, her family, workers, the people she worked with. So it was a very interesting way she put it. Again, she stopped short of actually coming out per se exactly 100%, but I think that's the point she got across.
The debt limit, discussion of the fiscal situation in America, that continues to be a hot topic, and it is no different this week than it has been the last three or four. Here's radio host Bobby Gunther talking to Senator Pat Toomey about his comments regarding shutting down the government. Toomey wants to shut down the government rather than raise the debt ceiling, and there are a lot of people who agree with this.
You are on record, I believe, you said this, that you were willing to shut down the government if he didn't agree.
Yeah, let me be very clear about this. I don't want to shut down the government. It is the last place we should go. It is not optimal. It is disruptive. And I certainly hope it never comes to that. What I said precisely, Gunther, was if the choice is simply giving the president another credit card, allowing him to simply run up ever more debt with no conditions, no discipline, no strings attached, if that's the president's position, then we have to say no. And if that means a temporary partial government shutdown, then so be it. I hope it doesn't come to that. But I think that temporary disruption is much less problematic than the full-blown crisis we're going to have if we continue down the road to Greece, which is the road we're on.
You were kind of, it seemed, glib in remarking about some of the branches of government that you would close down. And I know they're going to use that against you. And I can't remember which department you were rattling off. Is there go ahead.
Yeah, the distinction I'm trying to make, Gunther, is the president and his allies who just want unlimited spending and, you know, no responsibility. They are trying to convince everyone that if we don't raise the debt ceiling by the date, whatever date the Treasury Department comes up with, that we're going to default on our debt. We're going to have a full-blown global economic crisis. You should have heard Paul Krugman yesterday on TV. You may have heard him predicting just pretty much the end of the Western civilization.
Right.
If we don't raise the debt ceiling. And I'm trying to actually focus a little bit on the truth here. First of all, I don't ever want to go here. But if we do end up having to go there because the president refuses to limit spending in any meaningful way, then what does it really mean? It means that two-thirds, about six, at least 60%, maybe as much as two-thirds of all the government plans to spend, it can still spend because tax revenues will still come in. But the other third or 40%, which is covered by borrowing, well, won't be able to get to that immediately. And so what does that mean? With two-thirds, with 60-some percent of all the planned spending coming in the door in revenue in the form of taxes, we can certainly pay the 6% that is the interest on our debt to avoid a default and avoid a financial crisis. In fact, we can afford to pay all Social Security payments, and we can afford to pay active duty military and several other things. But we won't be able to pay every last bit. Some government contractors will have to wait to get reimbursed.
Well, who has a say over what gets paid?
Well, this is a debated question, and so I want to resolve the debate. Some say in the Treasury that they have the authority. Some say they don't. In fact, I believe they do, but they want us to believe that they don't because they want to, you know, exaggerate the difficulty of this so that they can intimidate Republicans into just throwing them some more credit cards. So I'm going to introduce a bill, Gunther, that's going to say the following. It's going to say, in the event that the debt ceiling is not raised at the final deadline, then the Treasury will be obligated to pay interest on our debt, all Social Security benefits in full and on time, and active duty military pay.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood prefinished Brazilian hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood flooring sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stuffed up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troupe of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places everybody! Curtain up!
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of some of the hot hits this week that you may not have heard enough about. Number 9 issue this week on the countdown, Manti Te'o, that case which has some people just walking around shaking their heads. Radio host Mark Lewis talked to Katie Couric about her interview with Te'o and what he had to say about his girlfriend, who never actually was.
Well, if you didn't know Heisman Trophy runner-up and Notre Dame football star Manti Te'o from his play on the field, you are likely aware of his off-the-field soap opera involving an online relationship with a girlfriend that he'd never met, her alleged death from leukemia on the same day that his grandmother died, and then the revelation that the girlfriend was all a hoax. Te'o claims he was a victim and that the perpetrator of the hoax called him to confess. Katie, how did he describe this relationship?
Well, I think it's one that started as friends, where this person approached him. He actually, there were some red flags that were raised. He was initially suspicious. He reached out to a few friends of his who, I guess, through their circles, he thought they might know of this person, Lene Kakua. And in fact, a couple of them said, yeah, she's real. And I think he was once told that somebody had even met her. So I think he was initially a little skeptical, and I think they talked occasionally. And then I think it was October of 2011 where the relationship started to intensify, and it became, got deeper and deeper. She told him her father had died, and then she was in this car accident, and she was in a coma, and then she got leukemia. And it's very strange because they never met face to face. And the reason why that was reported was he had told his father that he had in fact met her when she was supposedly visiting in Hawaii. And I think that there had been news reports and things that have been said where he told me he was never asked directly if he had met her, but he certainly misled people to give them the impression that they had met and that they, you know, the relationship was more than just an online one.
As far as I'm concerned, the number one issue this week, far outstripping anything else that has been discussed, that's just my way of reading it, number 10 item on the countdown has to do with the National Football League and all the lawsuits that have been brought to bear on them because of the concussions that players are getting, their future health and well-being. I believe there are about 3,400, maybe 3,800 of the football players who have joined this suit against the NFL, claiming that they knew how bad all of this was for the players. Here's host Chip Franklin talking to running back Hank Bauer about this lawsuit that's been put up over concussions aimed at the NFL.
The story of the NFL being the subject of another lawsuit, this time from the family of Junior Seau. Junior Seau killed himself May 2nd in a way that was similar to Dave Duerson, the Chicago Bear, by shooting himself in the chest, indicating that he wanted his brain to be studied for possible evidence of CTU. That is traumatic encephalopathy. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is literally the continued bruising to a part of the brain that produces dementia. And the question is, did the NFL know? And secondly, an even tougher thing to prove, can the family prove that his suicide was directly caused by this? Hank, it's a very difficult thing to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's life though. We got to talk about it. Change needs to be made in the way business is being done in the National Football League. That has already started, but lawsuits like this will continue to, you know, motivate the league to, you know, clean it up, make it safer, and make it better for everybody.
I've heard that it's almost impossible to prove that something caused somebody's suicide. I mean, if in fact they really want to go to court with that, the defense, this being the NFL, will have to come out and say, all right, well, you're going to have to prove without a doubt that he didn't kill himself over finances or despair over separation from his family and kids. And, you know, I mean, it's a tough thing. It's a really, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Again, it breaks my heart to see this, because, you know, as you know, Junior, he was one of the nice guys, you know, and it's there's a lot of guys suffering from this that are nice guys, and I just don't know. I don't know what the NFL is going to do, and if they can do anything.
Well, you know, it's part of it, Chip. You know, when Nick Canepa called and asked me, do I think I have brain damage? My answer was simply 100%. I mean, how could you not? You know, how could you not have repetitive concussive blows to the head for, you know, a decade or longer, starting, you know, I didn't start playing tackle football till the eighth grade. But you know, and times have changed. But I remember my rookie year in Dallas, we went 21 straight days of tour days in full pads.
Wow.
And hit in every practice. Now they don't, and here's how far the league has come. Now they don't have, they barely have that many days for the entire season once training camp is broken in full pads, and they rarely hit because it's as much as of the traumatic blows to the head as it is the repetitive blows to the head. And this is a very personal thing when you're filing a lawsuit, the family, you know, if they're doing a foreclosure or whatever the motivation is, I would hope and
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's investigate the latest. And I say that sort of chortling here on the countdown. We'll discuss, or you'll listen to discussions. Sounds like an idiot, doesn't it? You will listen to discussions. I think the Lance Armstrong thing is overcooked. He's a creep, and everybody knows it, but there's still some things reverberating around, so spend a couple of minutes listening to a few talk radio programs like this one. Here's host Mike Russell and Michael Weinstein talking about Lance Armstrong's interview with Oprah.
Lance Armstrong came out to Oprah. He decided to get on to Oprah and announce his drug use. Say he cheated. But I don't think that he came out and said he cheated, because what he said was, this was like keeping air in the tire, or this was like having water in the bottle. Everybody was doing it. Now, does that mean that he's just the biggest cheater of them all because he won 7 tours in a row? Or is he just that big of a narcissist?
Well, he is that big of a narcissist. And, you know, I saw the interview. And he flat out, I mean, Oprah stuck it to him and asked, you know, some blatant questions. And he came out and admitted to doping, admitted to taking these, you know, performance-enhancing drugs. Here was my problem with it. It wasn't so much a confession. And when I saw the interview, I didn't see the humility. I didn't see the contrite spirit in Lance Armstrong. I saw a man whose back was up against the wall. He ran out of options. The lying was going to go nowhere. And so he had to. He actually had no choice than to come out, because there was nowhere to go for Lance Armstrong. And that's what I saw.
Now, he was asked if he was going to compete again.
If you're asking me, do I want to compete again? Mm-hmm. The answer is
answer is hell yes.
His answer is hell yes. And that was the only answer that he didn't give that just came right away. He I don't know if he was pausing for effect. I don't know if he's a good actor. I saw him in Dodgeball. He's not that good of an actor. But he might have been pausing for effect. But every other question, Wani, of this interview was answered immediately. He knew what was coming. He knew exactly what to say. It was scripted. I wasn't a fan. But to ask this man, are you going to compete again? Hell yes. He's got a long way to go.
Well, no, the question is, would you like to compete again? And the response was hell yes. He understands that his future is not in his hands. That these are decisions that are going to be made by powers, that are above and beyond him. But he has the desire to want to compete again. And again, it goes back to what I saw as the motivation to the interview of, hey, I got no options left. There are no more options on the table. Again, my back's up against the wall. I want to get my reputation back, and the only way that I know how to get my reputation back is by getting on a bike, and I would like to compete again. And the only way that I can move forward with that is by coming on, finally coming out and admitting what I've done. And I don't think the American people, for the most part, bought it. And I don't think he'll ever, you tell me, does he ever have a chance of riding a bike again at a professional level? I'd say hell no.
Hi, there's a lot of hot air and gas in that hoo-ha. Let's listen to this excerpt from a program hosted by a fellow named Steve Gruber, who talks to an attorney named Scott Major about the legal battles that may lie ahead for Lance.
Lance Armstrong, after years of vehemently denying any wrongdoing, seven-time Tour de France winner, millions of dollars in endorsements, his foundation, the Live Strong Foundation, and so forth, all in jeopardy. His endorsements, by and large, are gone now, and he could face more serious consequences. Where are we in this mess?
Well, it's a civil and criminal nightmare. He's got SCA Promotions, which is a company that paid him $7.5 million for his Tour de France wins, like in 02, 03, and 04, and they're going to want their money back. You got the Sunday Times, who paid him $1.5 million in a defamation settlement suit, that they're going to look for, return the money. You got Floyd Landis, who's suing Armstrong and his team managers for somewhere around $30 million, that he paid the Postal Service, which, by the way, they'll get back treble damages if they want. You got Betsy Andrew, who is the wife of one of his teammates, who testified almost now, looking at almost 18 years ago, that he engaged in doping and he ruined her life. You got Greg LeMond, who lost all these multi-million-dollar endorsements. He's one of the greatest cyclists of all time because of Armstrong's conduct. You got Emma O'Reilly, the massage person for the team in the 2000s, who he defamed and destroyed when she reported he was doping. And you got Tyler Hamilton, who was the fellow teammate. You may have remembered who mentioned on 60 Minutes. That's not even mentioning things like the Australian government officials who paid him millions and millions of dollars for appearances, fees, and perhaps most significant, how about all the people who finished second, in all these Tour de France's that would be multi-zillionaires as a result of his doping that caused that. It's incredible. I mean, he even had one of the former athletes, Filippo Simoni, who was actually sued Armstrong a long time ago and lost on defamation
I actually found some good news in there for Lance Armstrong, because most of the second place finishers have already been disqualified for doping and drug use anyway, so they don't have an argument.
Yeah, isn't that was interesting. I learned something from that cut. Well, we're out of time. This hour of the countdown is over. I'm Doug Stanton.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.